Welcome to the award-winning Texas Outdoor News. 60 minutes of news, interviews, hints, and insight into the great outdoors. Now your hosts, Harold Gunn and Bill Olson.
And a good morning to you. This is Harold Gunn, and Texas Outdoor News is brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. And today we're going to be bringing you outdoor news from throughout the state as well as the nation, along with best bets for fishing, hunting, and a whole lot more. And I don't think we mentioned this enough. Friends, we've been on the air now a quarter of a century.
Yes.
Think about that.
I know.
Our 25th year.
Many people come up and go, really?
Yeah. I'm proud of us.
Absolutely. Good morning, right. Texas. This is Bill Olson. Hope everybody's having a great weekend. And hunting seasons are underway. We've been talking a lot of hunting here in the past few weeks on Texas Outdoor News, and we thought we'd expand it and remind folks there's some great fishing going on, particularly on the Texas coast, and as well as the opportunity to do a little of both.
The blast and cast,
you bet. Proprietor of Getaway Lodge, many know it as Getaway Adventures Lodge. A little name change coming up, Getaway Lodge.
Shorten it? Okay.
Yeah, just shorten it, make it easy. Mike Sutton will be joining us later in the program. He got me fired up last week, I guess. Maybe even longer than that now, a couple of weeks. Was at the Galveston Bay Foundation fundraiser.
Okay.
Great luncheon, raising funds for that ecosystem. And he said, you wouldn't believe the ducks.
Okay.
I go, really? Right, yeah. Tell me more. Mm-hmm. And we're going to do that later in the program.
Well, plus, this late front we've had, yes.
That's helping. Plus, there's more cold weather on the way. We'll get into that in greater detail later in the program, plus some news headed your way. So y'all stick around. And remember, you're listening to your reliable information source for the great outdoors, Texas Outdoor News.
Someone is stealing Texas wildlife, and the Texas Parks and Wildlife Department needs your help to stop it. Every time a poacher strikes, it is theft, pure and simple. Poaching also impairs your ability to enjoy your wildlife resources. Whether you hunt, fish, or just enjoy the wonders of Texas wildlife, now to many, there is nothing lower than a poacher, and we have a way to deal with it. It's called Operation Game Thief. Operation Game Thief was established in 1981 as a means for you to help Texas game wardens stop illegal hunting and fishing. A toll-free number is your link to Operation Game Thief. 1-800-792-GAME. That's 1-800-792-GAME. If a report results in apprehension and conviction, Operation Game Thief will pay rewards up to $1,000. Something else for you to know, Operation Game Thief is funded entirely by private donations. That means we need your tax-deductible financial support. To find out how to become a sponsoring member of Operation Game Thief or to report a hunting or fishing violation, call 1-800-792-GAME.
Hi, this is Harold Gunn, inviting you to join me and some friends for the Automotive Reporter. For over 14 years, the country's most informative auto show. An hour of news, interviews, product reviews, and motorsports. We'll be testing the newest cars and trucks, bringing you major guests from the automotive industry. Visit AutomotiveReporter.com for a list of our stations. Play the latest programs and more. While there, download the free Stitcher Smart Radio app and listen to us anywhere, anytime on your computer or smartphone. That's AutomotiveReporter.com.
Friends, you can now listen to Texas Outdoor News worldwide on Stitcher Smart Radio. Stitcher allows you to listen to your favorite shows directly from your iPhone, Android, Kindle, PC, Mac, and more. On demand and on the go on your mobile phone with no syncing and no memory or storage waste. Downloading Stitcher is quick, easy, and free. Just go to TexasOutdoorNews.com and click on the Stitcher tab. In your app store, order Stitcher free, then listen anytime, anywhere on Stitcher.com.
You're listening to Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn. We do appreciate you making us a part of your weekend plans.
25 years. Wow. I keep thinking about that. Oh, I'm sorry, my dentures just... No. And we look so good.
Yeah. We look better then, but I mean...
I don't know. You know, somebody said, oh, you started when you had hair. Well, no. I've never had hair.
We've definitely grown and expanded, and it's been a fun ride, and I look forward to many more years ahead of visiting with folks and enlightening our listeners as to what's going on in the great outdoors. Before we do get into the outdoors, once again, we have to mention another tragedy, and this time it happened here in the Lone Star State. Right. Everybody knows about it. The tragic shooting in Sutherland Springs, Texas. And here's where it is, folks. Out of tragedy, something good has got to come.
Mm-hmm.
We've seen the big cities. We've seen shootings in other locations prior to this, Las Vegas.
Right.
America hopefully will wake up and realize that law enforcement, yes, they're busting their ass doing what they can.
Sure.
Major metropolitan areas doing the research trying to prevent. Okay. Mm-hmm. You get into a rural area. If Sutherland Springs, Texas can be a targeted spot.
Right.
Coming out of a domestic situation is what the preliminary, report's saying.
Yeah.
But if that can be impacted, then any place. You look at our law enforcement in rural areas, mm-hmm. and their response time many times is a lot longer because they're understaffed and they're covering so much territory.
Distance, correct.
Distance. The distance, yeah. Okay? Here is the other thing. Is a good guy responded?
Correct.
And stopped the shooting. I thought Senator Ted Cruz's comments, he was asked, about what's going to happen next. And immediately the media tries to politicize
correct.
A tragedy.
Yeah.
And he goes, this is not the time to do that. Okay. But he did point to Stephen Wilford, who came out and confronted. And Stephen Wilford said he was scared to death.
Yeah.
I mean, here he's receiving gunfire as he's trying to, put fire on this guy.
Right.
And then Johnny Langendorf from Seguin was coming into town to pick up his girlfriend.
Mm-hmm.
Gets in the middle of it, Williford said, hey, here's what's happened. He goes, let's go.
Yeah.
And they take off. Citizens getting involved. The point being, folks, we individually are our last line of defense.
Correct.
Actually, our first line of defense in many instances.
Really?
Okay.
Correct.
I wonder this weekend, here's my thought. How many parishioners, how many churchgoers that are legally licensed to carry
mm-hmm.
will be carrying in church this weekend?
Right.
All across the state, all across the country.
Well, and the hue and cry, make us safer by taking our guns away. Stupid, stupid, stupid. But point is, too, is the system is there. The laws are there. We got plenty of laws. It's enforcing them properly. And here was a breakdown where the government didn't inform the government about this guy.
Absolutely.
Dishonorably discharged. Didn't inform that.
Right. Escape from a mental institution.
Yep. Family abuse, domestic violence.
Right.
All of that.
Right.
He should not have been able to buy a firearm, yet the government didn't inform the government.
Right.
Just amazing.
Most of y'all listening to us, y'all, are part of the choir. You're
correct.
Right there with us.
Correct.
But when we speak and we talk to others, whether it's on social media or one-on-one, mm-hmm. With individuals, need to explain what's going on. Shooting is a fun sport.
Indeed.
I mean, going to the range. Some of the ranges that are being built around the country, and the training that's available.
Or if you have the opportunity to plink.
Yes. Anything, where you're handling.
Right.
But then in the time of need, you can respond. And that should be the message. And God bless the people that were impacted, in Sutherland Springs. Hopefully, again, we will finally see America wake up and the side that is trying to suppress
mm-hmm.
will wake up and realize.
And when you see somebody that says, I'm running for office and we need to get rid of high-capacity magazines, all automatic weapons, mm-hmm. et cetera, vote for the other person. I mean, this is crazy.
Absolutely.
How about some good figures? Let me do that, because I'm looking at this. Our friends at American Handgunner,
mm-hmm.
interesting, under their headline of Add It Up. Money raised from the sale of hunting licenses in 2016.
Okay.
$821 million.
Wow.
Meals provided by donated game in 2016. $8.1 million.
Mm.
Okay. This one is really interesting. Elephants in Namibia in the 70s
mm-hmm.
were 2,000. Elephants in Namibia in 2016, 20,000.
Hmm.
Okay. Increase in total game animals in Namibia since 1970s, 200%. Game animals, this one really blew me away, because we know about the proper use of sport hunting to preserve the habitat, preserve the animals healthier, et cetera, et cetera. We say that. But here it proves it. South Africa, in the middle 70s, 557,000 game animals in South Africa. Today, 18 million.
Wow. Why is that, Harold?
Why is that, right? Sport hunting is conservation, so saith the Houston Safari Club years ago. And, I mean, it is. That's the economic engine that does that. PETA doesn't do it. SPCA doesn't do it. They don't do it. They don't spend money on habitat management, and that's what we need to do.
What was the source? I know they had to go to some report. Did they provide a source as to where those figures came from?
You would have to ask that. No.
No. Okay.
But we know it's true.
All right. Well, they had to come from somewhere. Right.
Right.
All right. Our game wardens, they're out protecting our wildlife resources and making sure that everyone's doing it right. But we keep telling folks many, many times they get involved in so much more.
Mm-hmm.
And game wardens with assistance from U.S. Marshals and Dallas Police Department have taken into custody a suspect involved in a firefight with law enforcement.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, following a shootout incident in a bar in the west town of Haskell, which I've been through many times.
Yeah.
Great, great hunting up that way,
right,
up in North Texas. The suspect, Encarnacio Ortiz, 49, was captured in South Dallas after the incident, being held on $1 million bond. That's pretty serious, you know, $1 million bond.
Right.
Anyway, just to give you an idea of what law enforcement does, waterfowl season, we talk about that. We're going to be talking more later in the program. For some reason, maybe it's the warm weather we had across the continent, but whooping cranes are making a late migration.
Okay.
They're headed to the Aransas Wildlife Refuge. Folks, these are big birds. They're very highly distinguishable.
Right.
They really don't look like a goose, you know?
Not close. They look more like a glider.
Yeah. They're not sandhill cranes because they're a different color. But please be sure of your target, because it is a big time no-no with a hefty fine should you shoot one. This weekend.
Yep.
Going on all weekend is we honor our veterans.
Yes, okay. Indeed. Saturday is Veterans Day.
Right. And on Sunday, the daily entrance fee to our state parks will be waived for all visitors. It's pretty neat.
Oh, that's very good.
So if you're
good.
Looking forward to doing something, what are we going to do this weekend? It's kind of chilly. Hey, go to the state parks. You're going to see some deer. You're going to see some game moving around, you know. It'd be a good time. So I thought that was pretty good.
And I want to throw something in, too, though, since
ahead.
I saw you last week. Went to Kilgore, Texas.
Yes.
Last Saturday.
Home of the Rangerettes.
Indeed. And I think I met some at the Country Tavern restaurant, too.
Current or former?
Close.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, they're youngins. But anyway, wonderful barbecue place in Kilgore. But I went for the 2017 induction to the Texas Radio Hall of Fame.
Mm-hmm.
I was inducted in 2009. Very honored. And I'm on the board of directors of this group. But this was our first event held at, and now it will be forever there, the Broadcast Museum, the Texas Broadcast Museum, which is in Kilgore.
The backdrop that you posted on Facebook with the inductees in your class of 2009 looked way cool.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. And we have our wall, and we've got all the inductees by year, and then a continual loop video presentation on a big screen.
Right.
Because Josh Holstead, who runs the organization, his wife Kim, a magnificent job, and their helpers putting together these video presentations of each individual.
Right.
And it's continually running. It's just cool.
Sure.
But the museum is, I did not know what to expect. And it started off as a guy's collection.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a huge building. It's on Main Street in downtown Kilgore, about a block from their big radio station there, KDOC. Just fabulously done. Fabulously done. Everything from, you know, old TV cameras to old radios, the wooden radios, the the coffin-shaped radios and stuff. I mean, on and on and on. Complete studios, complete video and radio studios. Everything works.
Right.
All these old TVs, you can see it in black and white again, friends, you know. But, I mean, a magnificent collection, and, like, advertising stuff. You know, like the dog, you know, the RCA is Master's Voice.
Sure.
So there's this big ceramic dog looking into a big coned, radio. It's just magnificent. They're only open, surprisingly, Friday and Saturdays. It's like $5. But it's, like I say, on Main Street in Kilgore. And a lot of people out there in East Texas, our stations, get on over there. I mean, for us, like Houston, it's a three-hour drive. It's a lovely drive.
Oh, it's beautiful.
But the thing is wonderful. It's just beautifully done. And all of the recipients this year, they all had really great speeches. But one of the guys, he's standing up there and he's looking around. He goes, finally, there's some equipment I can operate. But, you know, all these old reel-to-reel tape recorders and stuff. I mean, it's very cool. But, you know, the Texas Broadcast Museum in Kilgore, a must-see, friends. It really is. It's really wonderful.
Cool.
It really is.
Outstanding. All right, before we go to break, we want to remind you, this is the weekend. they're going to be fishing Sunday morning, but it's Back to the Badge fishing tournament, team tournament, bass tournament on Lake Conroe, April Sound Marina. And for those of you all that are not fishing and still want to participate, there's a live auction, displays, Basscat boats. I know it's going to be there. But the silent auction is going to open at 9 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Got barbecues. You can come out, eat some good barbecue, and buy it, you know, there. The weigh-in is at 2, and awards are at 3. And if you want some more information on how to support local law enforcement in the area, call Tournament Director Mike Lott, 832-236-3474. 832-236-3474. Back the Badge Bass Team Fishing Tournament. All right, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to find out if Harold's been on or off the road, plus the outdoor report. It's headed your way.
This is Harold reminding you that it's time to get those fields and food plots planted. And the products you need come from Plot Spike Seed. I use Plot Spike at my place, and the deer love it. Now's the time to plant Plot Spike Forage Oats, especially blended for forage. These oats produce an extremely high yield and a long growing season. Plot Spike Forage Oats can be planted in September for great grazing early in the season, and since they're more cold tolerant than other varieties, they usually last through the entire hunting season. University tests show Plot Spike Forage Oats are capable of producing over 10,000 pounds of nutritious forage per acre, and that's a lot of deer chow. Plot Spike Forage Oats and their other wildlife management products are available at feed and sporting goods stores and at Tractor Supply. You can learn about their full lineup of year-round products and order online at plotspike.com. Pure, premium, proven Plot Spike.
The hunting world is coming to Dallas for Legacy, the Dallas Safari Club's Convention and Sporting Expo. Held at the beautiful Dallas Convention Center, Legacy will feature over 1,800 exhibits, all ready to help you plan and equip your next adventure. Put Legacy on your calendar, January 4th through 7th at the Dallas Convention Center. DSC, bringing the hunting world to you.
America's best-selling truck for 40 years running is Ford. These people work very hard every day to build the best trucks, trucks you need, trucks with the best-in-class payload and towing. Ah, but you're not going to see them celebrate these 40 years with a lot of fireworks and party hats, because it's not about them, it's about you. It's about building the trucks you depend on to get the job done. That's how they built them yesterday, that's how they build them today, and most importantly, that is how they will build them tomorrow. America's best-selling truck for 40 years, Ford's F-Series, built Ford Tough. The best in Texas.
We're back with Texas Outdoor News. All right, Harold, on or off the road this week?
Both. Really a sweet drive, too. The 2017 Jeep Renegade Limited 4x4 compact SUV. Just a neat-looking vehicle in the interior on this thing. Really tricked out. It had all the little extra goodies and they did a gorgeous job on this thing, and it might be just, you know, everything someone needs. This was a granite crystal metallic outside, but brown and gray interior colors, leather trim bucket seats. It's got their 2.4-liter multi-air four-banger engine mated to a 9-speed automatic transmission. Brought a really good performance. Really a dandy vehicle. They got the ParkView rear backup camera, advanced multi-stage front airbags, supplemental side curtain airbags. This thing loaded. Rain-sensitive windshield wipers, anti-lock four-wheel disc brakes, electronic stability control, electronic roll mitigation, select terrain system, all-speed traction control, capless fuel filter, daytime running lights, hill start assist, 7-inch color display, AC auto temperature dual zone, heated steering wheel, leather wrap steering wheel, leather wrap ship knob, a lot of stuff, heated front seats, auto dimming rearview mirror. Advanced technology group on this was the automatic high beam headlamp control, full speed forward collision warning, plus lane departure warning, plus park sense rear park assist. blind spot and cross path detection, security alarm, tonneau cover, GPS navigation, more. Just loaded. The base vehicle is 27. This thing had everything you could get, 32, and runs great. I took it on that trip down to the Ox Ranch, so plenty of highway time aside from off-roading. It's just dandy, and I think a great value for the price. 21 miles per gallon in the city, 29 on the highway. That's what that 9-speed transmission does for you. Take a look at this, friends. The 2017 Jeep Renegade Limited 4x4.
All right, we told you we're going to catch you up on fishing, and that's what we're going to do in this portion of the Outdoor Report. Going to give you the good fishing reports.
Right.
Our power plant lakes, Braunig, where redfish are good on crawfish, shad, shrimp, and silver spoons. Calaveras, redfish are also good, downrigging silver spoons between the crappie wall and the dam. Choke Canyon Reservoir, crappie are good on minnows and white tube jigs. Falcon Reservoir, do a little catfishing for either channel or blue. On cut bait and stink baits upriver. On Brownwood, crappie's the fish, and they're good on minnows.
Okay, let's go to East Texas, Lake Fork. Crappie are good on minnows there also. Lake of the Pines, crappie are good on minnows. Livingston, black bass are good on watermelon soft plastics. White bass are good on chartreuse slabs off the points. Crappie are good on, gosh, minnows. Blue cats are good on shad. Monticello, black bass are good on bladed jigs, green pumpkin jigs, and Texas rig creature baits. Crappie are good on minnows and white jigs. Sam Rayburn, black bass are good on chartreuse topwaters and pumpkin seed soft plastic worms in 20 to 30 feet deep. White bass are good on pet spoons. Catfish are good on stinky bait and minnows. Toledo Bend, black bass are good on green pumpkin, watermelon, and red bug soft plastic worms in 20 feet of water. Striped bass are good on spoons. White bass are good on spoons. Channel and blue cats are good on night crawlers and stink bait. Athens, black bass are good on spinnerbaits. Weightless Cinco's and Texas rig creature baits. Crappie are good on, guess what?
What?
Minnows.
Oh!
Yeah. Belton, black bass are good on watermelon spinnerbaits. Hybrid stripers are slow. White bass are good on slabs, silver spoons, and white spinnerbaits. Crappie are good on white tube jigs. Channel and blue cats are good on stink bait. Fayette, black bass are good on watermelon and red bug Carolina rig worms and topwaters, shallow running crankbaits over the grass. Palestine, black bass are good on bladed jigs, shallow crankbaits, Texas rig worms. Crappie are good on minnows and jigs. Richland Chambers, black bass are good on square bill crankbaits, Texas rig craws and swim jigs. White bass are good on slabs, and hybrid stripers are good on slabs also. Crappie are good on minnows. Somerville, crappie are good on minnows and green-black jigs. Channel and blue cats are good on stink bait, liver, and cheese bait. Stillhouse, black bass are good on watermelon crankbaits and spinner baits. Channel and blue cats are good on minnows, hot dogs, and night crawlers. Tawakoni, black bass are good on Texas rig craws and flipping jigs in willow bushes and docks. Some fish are being caught on bladed jigs as well. White bass are good on slabs. Hybrid bass are good on slabs and minnows. Whitney, black bass are good on watermelon red spinnerbaits and crankbaits. Topwaters early and late. White bass are good on minnows, pet spoons, and hellbenders. Crappie are good on minnows. Catfish are good on shrimp, stink bait, and night crawlers. Let's go to Central Texas. Big Lake Buckhannon. Striped bass are good on spoiler shad plastic swim baits, red fins, and drifting live bait along the river channel in 30 feet of water. Canyon. Black bass are good on white spinnerbaits, fat-free shads, and Texas-rigged watermelon green wacky sticks and watermelon flukes over brush piles in 4 to 12 feet. Striped bass are good on red fins and jigging perch minnows over and around the humps in 30 to 60 feet at daylight. Smallmouth bass are good on green pumpkin tubes, curbs, jigs, and smoke grubs in 8 to 15 feet. Crappie are good on minnows and chartreuse tube jigs upriver. LBJ, striped bass are good on 2-inch spoiler shads and little fishies at night. Crappie are good on pink-white tube jigs and live minnows over brush piles. Travis, black bass are good on bone topwaters and green pumpkin worms in 5 to 25 feet.
All right, on the coast, all you folks that are listening to us that have gotten some really cold weather from this last front, hey, yeah. It ain't that way on the coast.
Ooh.
I mean, yeah, it gets cold, but the neat thing is that our tides have dropped out, pulling water that was a bit high out of the marshes, bringing bait with us. Just to give you an idea, same thing. This is going to be the same thing over on Calcasieu as well as in Galveston Bay. But old reliable Captain Randy Foreman said that Sabine Lake is hot right now. Birds working mid-lake to the south end. Limits of fish. Redfish are schooling with lots of trout mixed in. Best bait is a down south glow. The flounder run is in full swing. Don't forget, no gigging this month, but you can, flip to them. catch him on rod and reel. He said that the water level had dropped about 3 foot. Nike's flounder to 23 inches. Louisiana shoreline holding flounder as well as along the Sabine Channel. Best in 2 to 4 feet of water on outgoing tides. The girls are playing. The big girls are playing.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. And we're seeing reports East Matagorda. We're going to hear about more in Port Mansfield, other locations along the middle coast and lower coast. a big snook out of Port Mansfield.
Yeah.
32-inch snook. I'm stealing a little bit of Mike Sutton's thunder at Getaway Adventures Lodge. But big snook was caught and released. That's over the slot limit.
Ah, okay.
But big fish coming from the lower Laguna Madre. Offshore out of Freeport, we're seeing good fish. When weather allows, bull redfish are still on the surf and around the jetties. South Bay has been good with this cold weather. The Brownsville Ship Channel is really, really turning on.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Let's check the Texas Outdoors Journal fishing and hunting times this weekend. Saturday's rated as fair. This Sunday and Monday are rated as good ones. Tuesday plunges to poor. Wednesday is another fair day. Thursday, Friday, and next Saturday are a trio of best days. Next Sunday is another good one. This weekend and on Monday, look for game to become active from well before sunrise and continue to be active until mid-morning. On Tuesday and Wednesday, this major feeding period of the day will occur from just around sunrise, continue until around the noon hour, just after the noon hour, actually. By Thursday and Friday, times will have continued to adjust each day, so look for game to be actively feeding from mid-morning until early to mid-afternoon. Next weekend, this most active period occurs from mid to late morning, continues into mid to late afternoon. Next Saturday, November the 18th, we will have a new moon. On the coast, this weekend, Saturday is a three-tide day with two low tides and just one high. Monday through next Sunday is an uninterrupted string of days. It will have a double-tide schedule of two high and two lows every day.
On the hunting scene, just about every season is open or is about to open. Dove season has closed everywhere except for the north zone. That closes this Sunday. And then we'll have to wait for the second split to hunt doves. But the duck season in the north zone open, but don't shoot any dusky ducks for the first 5 days. That season will open the north zone on the 16th. Also coming up, we've got the mule deer season in the southwest 14 panhandle counties, November 18th through 26th. The 18th through December 3rd in the 40 counties. This is the big general season for mule deer. And coming up November 24th through December 10th will be the 19 counties in the Trans-Pecos region. So lots and lots going on. We're going to take a break. When we come back, Mike Sutton from Getaway Lodge will be joining us. We're going to be talking about blast and cast, hunting ducks and catching fish.
When it comes to rifle scopes, you get the most for your money with the all-new Zeiss Terra. When it comes to buying Zeiss, you get the most for your money at Carter's Country. The Zeiss Terra is the first mid-price rifle scope built to live up to Zeiss standards. All Zeiss Terra scopes feature one-piece construction, hard anodized surfaces, fully multi-coated lenses, and finger-adjustable windage and elevation, plus glass smooth magnification adjustment with no change in eye relief. Carter's Country carries a wide selection, including the always popular 3-9, the 3-9x50, and the Reach Out and Touch Something 4x12x50 with a big light gathering 50mm objective. All Zeiss Terra scopes carry a lifetime transferable warranty for the absolute best optical value for your money. Look no further than Zeiss Terra and Carter's Country. With four great locations in the greater Houston area, Carter's Country, where your great outdoors begins.
Hunting seasons are upon us, and finding up-to-date information and tips are important to hunters. Texas Outdoors Journal is just that source of quality information. From proven salooner tables to experts that have etched their names in the record books, Texas Outdoors Journal is on target for hunters. The same is true about Texas Outdoors Journal fishing coverage. Whether you fish on the coast or one of our inland lakes, timely forecast information and tips from the pros set Texas Outdoors Journal apart from the rest. These are just a couple of reasons why Texas Outdoors Journal has been named one of the top outdoor publications in Texas. Prove it to yourself by picking up a copy of Texas Outdoors Journal at your local newsstand, or better yet, subscribe and save 60% off the cover price. To subscribe using a major credit card, call 1-800-222-4TOJ. That's 1-800-222-4865 or subscribe securely online at TexasOutdoorsJournal.com.
We're back with more Texas Outdoor News. Bill Olson along with Harold Gunn, and we promised you we're going to break up this conversation of hunting with a little more hunting, waterfowl, but also some fishing.
Yes.
And we're going to head down south to Port Mansfield with good friend Mike Sutton. Mike, welcome back to Texas Outdoor News. How you doing, sir?
I'm doing excellent, Bill. Thank you for having me.
You know, one thing about friends is they have a way of getting you stirred up, particularly those of us that love to recreate outdoors.
Yeah, and Bill says you've been teasing him a couple of weeks about the ducks.
Well, yeah, ducks. I mean, I hear that they're flying high over parts of the coast and heading to the coast across prairies. Your numbers are starting to build, and you've got some good huntable populations a little bit early this year, right?
Bill, we have hordes of ducks out of the backcountry, and if you're out fishing, you can hear them, and it surprises you. You turn around and see these clouds of ducks coming up out of the swamp.
Well, that's outstanding. Well, we're talking about surprises, and we'll cover more about the duck side here in a moment. But we had lunch earlier this week, and you pulled out a picture. You're always pulling out great pictures of trout, you know, redfish, maybe a flounder that one of your clients have caught out of Port Mansfield. But kind of spilled the beans earlier, but you have a big line sider that was caught by a client, right? Big snook.
A great big sow. I believe she weighed about 14 pounds.
Mm. Something in the order of, what, 32, 33 inches in that range?
I believe about 32 inches, yes.
Wow. That's a big Texas snook. Folks looking at the Texas Parks and Wildlife app that everybody should have loaded on their smartphone, the slot limit is 24 to 28 inches, a 4-inch slot there. And, of course, this was oversized. Took a few photos, released her, so she's out there to play with somebody else, right?
That's correct. She's waiting on the next lucky guy to come along.
All right. There you go. Well, you know, this time of year, we get the opportunity to do some hunting, go after those hordes of ducks, as you say. And as we're seeing, not only the big girls, the big snook are out ready to play, but some big trout. What's fishing been like? I'm seeing Captain Ted Springer and Captain Mitch Risman posting stuff on social media, and looks like they've got a good start to the winter fishing season.
The winter fishing season has kicked off great. Our water is a little bit warmer than we would normally expect, but as a result of that, it's comfortable to wade without waders on still. And we've just had some really surprisingly good fishing. We're very pleased with our recent results.
Well, you know, I made the comment before we went to break that we may have had a cool front come through, but cold front means one thing up in the Panhandle or North Texas or even Central Texas, but it's entirely something different on the coast. And looking at the AccuWeather forecast, we've got some warm weather coming that would be really pleasant. Cool mornings, mild days, that's perfect to hunt ducks in the morning as well as fish later in the day. How are you all hunting ducks? Are you all hunting from blinds? You got permanent blinds? You being mobile to go where the ducks are? Set that up for us, would you?
Yeah, Bill, we prefer to stay mobile for a lot of different reasons, but it does give us the flexibility to go where the ducks are, and it's proven to work really well for us in the past, and we're going to continue that model.
Got you. All right. Well, listen, we're coming up against the mid-show break, so if you would, hold on, folks. You stick around as well as we'll continue our conversation with Mike Sutton from Getaway Lodge, right after this.
I'll be back.
You're listening to the state's most honored outdoor radio show, Texas Outdoor News.
Being in a cooperative means having someone at your side, sharing the struggle and the rewards. As the most experienced agricultural lender in Texas, Capital Farm Credit returns most of our profits back to our borrowers. More than $500 million over the last 10 years. Whether you're a farmer, rancher, or rural landowner, we're all in this together. And together, we're better. Find out why at CapitalFarmCredit.com. Equal housing lender, NMLS 493828.
The place to stock up on ammunition is Carter's Country for practice, self-defense, or hunting. Carter's has everything you need from Federal and Estate cartridge. Federal's American Eagle practice ammo is priced right, with 9mm at just $4.97 a box and 45 at only $21.97. The superior performance of HydroShock pistol ammo can be yours in 9mm for $23.97, 38 Special for $22.97, 40 Smith & Wesson and 45 Auto is only $24.97. For the bird hunter, Federal's Top Gun shot shells in 12 and 20 gauge are just $6.87 for a 25-round box, and the Estate heavy game shot shells in 12 and 20 gauge are just $6.47 a box. For practice or plenty of hunting, it's hard to beat the economically priced Estate game and target shot shells in 12 or 20 gauge for only $5.97 a box. Stock up right now at all four Carter's Country locations. Carter's Country, where your great outdoors begins.
The hunting world is coming to Dallas for Legacy, the Dallas Safari Club's Convention and Sporting Expo. Held at the beautiful Dallas Convention Center, Legacy will feature over 1,800 exhibits, all ready to help you plan and equip your next adventure. Put Legacy on your calendar, January 4th through 7th at the Dallas Convention Center. DSC, bringing the hunting world to you.
We continue our conversation with Mike Sutton from Getaway Lodge. And Mike, are you there with me?
Yes, I am. I'm still here.
Okay, good. All right. As we looking at the AccuWeather forecast, and we were talking about weather and mild weather, you say that y'all are still wading wet. We've got some mild weather literally through the end of the month. I mean, as we head toward Thanksgiving and the holidays and the end of the first split of the duck season, you know, we're in the upper 50s, lower 60s. For lows, and you know, moving into the mid 70s during the daytime, that's just absolutely perfect weather. Setting this up, and I mentioned holidays. Let me switch gears quickly. We've got the second split that's going to open December 9 and run on through January the 28th this year. How are you all set up? You have some openings and availability through the holiday season, or y'all shutting down? How's that operation going to work for you?
Bill, we have openings available. And we have no plans to shut down this year. We finished our major interior renovations, and there's nothing that's going to cause us to have to close down in January or December this year. So we're going to be open and ready to accommodate hunters and fishermen.
Let me tell you, folks, I was there earlier this summer and had the opportunity to see the renovations that have taken place. Absolutely phenomenal. A great lodge, even better. And the food, well, Harold, it hurts my diet.
I've heard that. Yeah, we're having a little bit of technical difficulty, so I don't know if Mike can hear me real well. But Bill, you were saying that they're getting their website redone, too?
Yeah. What's the deal there, Mike? Getaway Adventures Lodge, there's a little bit of a rebranding to Getaway Lodge. Where are we on accessing information for folks that are listening to us?
Our website, currently, www.getawayadventureslodge.com, is still set up for Getaway Adventures Lodge. We will be beginning to update the website as we transition to the Getaway Lodge name, regardless of what the current status of that transition is, you can reach everything at www.getawayadventureslodge.com, or you can call the lodge at 956-944-4000 for the latest information.
And who's down there that we're going to be able to talk to, Sandra or Steve? Is that who's on point?
The lodge general manager, Sandra Garza, is the person to talk to. She's the head person in charge of everything. And if it weren't for her, I'd just have a big empty building.
She does a great job for you, for sure. Something else that I hear from Nate Skinner, one of our coastal editors and waterfowl editors that comes down and regularly hunts and fishes with you, he said it's not blast and cast necessarily. Sometimes it is a cast and blast. It's really playing the weather, so nothing's set in stone. Y'all are opportunistic and do what works best. If a fish are biting early, that's what you're going to do. If it's later in the day, do that. And, of course, same thing with waterfowl, right?
That's 100% correct. And we find that the cast and blast formula works really well. You know, first of all, you get to sleep a little longer. But secondly, because of the numbers of ducks we have and the activity down there, the ducks are flying in the evening just about as much as they're flying in the afternoon. And it actually can be advantageous to hunt in the evenings.
Well, you know, I've been on some of your cast and blast when it was dove. And, gee, you go out and herald and fish in the morning, yeah. Come back, eat lunch, you know, rest up.
Take your nap.
Yes, of course. You know, and then you get ready to go hunt. Speaking of doves, that was something that wildly popular, and I know that you had people waiting trying to get in. Booking for 2018, now you all aren't going to do anything for the late dove season, that's correct?
That is correct, Bill. We don't have anything that concentrates and keeps the doves in a place where we feel like we can offer a quality hunt.
Okay.
So we just really prefer not to try and hunt the second part of the season just because we can't offer a good quality hunt.
But that's not the way it is in September because you got sunflower seeds, sunflower fields that you're hunting over. For those that maybe missed out or have heard about it or go, hey, I got a group or family members that want to go. Are you taking bookings for 2018 yet?
We are taking bookings right now for 2018. We can accommodate groups, hunting groups. We require a minimum of 4 people, but we can accommodate groups from 4 to 30 with no problem.
Okay.
For hunting.
All right. You mentioned
for fishing. We can accommodate groups anywhere from 2 to 60.
Wow. Okay. Holiday season, whether it's Thanksgiving later this month or over the Christmas holidays, great time when family members come together, friends get together. What a great time to come down and spend, and you've got availability of rooms and staff to take care of them over the holidays?
We will be up and running during the holidays. Anybody who wants to have a holiday getaway, either with their family and friends, or sometimes you want to get away from your family and friends. We can accommodate both of those.
Very good. And as long as the duck season runs into January, as late as it runs into that month, you know, after the first of the year, winter fishing is something that, particularly on your part of the coast, conditions really never get that, you know, that that cold. And this is when we see some of the biggest trout come out to be caught, and the colder, more cold-tolerant redfish seem to always be around, right?
That's exactly correct. Our winter fishing, well, our fishing goes on year-round. The character changes a little bit, but it's still high-quality fishing.
Little slower presentation is about the biggest thing, and you may not have the numbers, but man, when you tie into something, usually it's a good fish. When the north wind blows, we sometimes see the seas flatten. I know some of your guides will make the run out to state waters. Are you looking at taking advantage of that should the opportunity present itself to go catch some red snapper?
We do, since we can be in deep water relatively close to shore. We can go out, and if the weather presents itself and it's safe and comfortable to go out, that's what we do.
Folks, what you're hearing are options, okay?
Yes,
lots of options down
there. Nice to have.
Right, at Getaway Adventures Lodge. Again, their current website, getawayadventureslodge.com. Before we get away, in the wintertime, or really any time, corporate planning, you know, team building, groups. Maybe it's a group of women coming down to really get in on some great outdoor activities, growing number there. Scouts, whatever it may be, you can accommodate, and I guess for corporate-type meetings, you can give them the lodge to have their meetings and take care of business as well as have some fun, right?
We do a lot of that, team building exercises, corporate communications exercises, all kinds of things. We can accommodate all kinds of needs as far as projection or audiovisual equipment, things like that. We're geared up and ready to go.
All right. Again, getawayadventureslodge.com is the website. And the phone number at the lodge, 956-944-4000. Sandra Garza will be who you're talking to coordinate. Mike, before we get away, you're going to be at some shows coming up. I know in 2018 you're going to be at, the San Antonio Boat Show at the Henry B. Gonzalez Convention Center to kick the year off?
That's correct. That'll be our first show of the year, and then we'll also be at the Houston Fishing Show and the George R. Brown.
Tell you what, folks, you really shouldn't wait until the San Antonio Show or the Fishing Show, the end of February, first part of March, to make your reservations. Right now is an opportune time to take advantage of this blast and cast. Enjoy yourself in a pristine waters of Port Mansfield and the Lower Laguna Madre at Getaway Adventures Lodge. Mike, appreciate you joining us today, and look forward to seeing you at the lodge real soon.
Well, great. And Bill and Harold, thank you guys for having me. I've enjoyed this.
Thank you, sir. Friends, we're going to be back with the Outdoor Calendar and more right after this.
Here's to believing the end of the road is where the real fun begins, with Jeep Cherokee's available legendary 4x4 capability. Here's to believing no adventure is ever out of reach when you have the off-roading prowess of Jeep Renegade and the all-new Jeep Compass. Here's to believing any place can be your happy place in Jeep Grand Cherokee, the most awarded SUV ever. And here's to believing that when you're driving the most awarded SUV brand ever, you can go anywhere.
You made me a believer, believer.
Become a believer with $500 additional bonus cash at the Jeep Celebration event. Hurry, it only happens once a year. Jeep Grand Cherokee and the Jeep brand have received more awards over their lifetime than any other SUV or SUV brand. Must take retail delivery by 10/31/17. Jeep is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Never fight if you can avoid it. But when you must fight, don't lose. And when nothing less than freedom is at stake, we fight. We're millions of people just like you. We're the longest standing civil rights organization in the U.S. Proud defenders of history's patriots. Protectors of the Second Amendment. Advocating the right to keep and bear arms. Advancing the shooting sports. Championing gun safety, education, and training. Creating a vital legacy by answering freedom's call. And we're growing stronger every day. We are the NRA, and the NRA is you. Join forces with the 5 million men and women of the NRA and make a stand for freedom today. Sign up now at joinnra.com.
We're back with the Outdoor Calendar on Texas Outdoor News. All right, Harold, looks like we're still doing some fundraising.
Indeed we are, and yay you all on that too, okay? November 14th, the 48th Annual Taylor Chapter of the Ducks Unlimited Fundraising Banquet in Taylor. For info, 903-570-5124. November the 16th, Falls County Chapter of Ducks Unlimited in Marlin, 254-424-3413. November 18th, the Amarillo Chapter of the Mule Deer Foundation Banquet in Amarillo, 806-584-5891. And if you've got an outdoor event for us you'd like us to tell the folks, please do. You can fax in from people, still fax, 713-957-3996, or email at toj@airmail.net, and then go to one of those great events in your brand new Ford truck.
Folks, there's a number of reasons why I'm so partial to Ford trucks. One is they're built Ford tough, and that means they're dependable. When I bought my new Ford truck, I also kept my old one that's still running great with over 385,000 miles. In fact, there are more Ford F-Series trucks on the road with over 250,000 miles than any other brand. It is no wonder Ford F-Series has been the number one selling truck in America for 40 years running and is the number one selling truck in Texas. You see, Ford F-Series trucks have the best-in-class towing and payload and are the strongest trucks on the road. Ford trucks have once again been voted the truck line of Texas by the Texas Auto Writers Association. Roomy, stylish, great attention to detail with a variety of power options are all reasons Ford F-Series continues to set the standard by which all others are compared. So do yourself a favor and stop by one of the 275 Best in Texas Ford dealers and find out for yourself what Built Ford Tough really means.
Then take that truck over to Carter's Country Friends and load up. Oh, boy, just in time for all of these seasons. Savage Arm, boy, they come to the rescue. Their Trophy Hunter package with a factory-mounted Nikon 3-9 scope in 270, 30-06, or 308 only. $399.97. Oh, wait, the Savage Axis Combo with a factory-mounted 3-9 scope on it and 243, 270, 3006, 308, $249.97. Look at that Christmas AR, the Bushmaster, with a red dot optic sight, adjustable stock, 30-round magazine, of course, and 223, $449.97. For concealed carry, you can save $130. A Ruger LC9S, 9mm, great pistol, only $299.97. And, of course, for your ammo needs, they got everything you need from the folks at Federal. They've got their American Eagle 5.56 ammo, 150-round box only, $49.97. Scope it with the Zeiss Terra 3-9, $259.97. Just great values at all four Carter's Country locations in the greater Houston area. Carter's Country is where your great outdoors begins.
Want to thank our guest this week, Mike Sutton, Getaway Adventures Lodge, getawayadventureslodge.com, or give him a call at 956-944-4000.
And speaking of Ford trucks, of course, next week our guest is Todd Eckert, who is the head guy for Ford F-Series. A lot of good stuff coming around, friends. Of course, they're built Ford Tough, right?
Yeah, is that 2018 F-150 that's been named Truck of Texas?
That could be it. Oh, yeah, okay. And more probably. Anyway, and do remember, oh gosh, we're brought to you by Ford Trucks and your best in Texas Ford dealers. Remember, check out our website, TexasOutdoorNews.com. You can sign up for that Stitcher app. You can hear us anywhere, anytime on your phone, your laptop, your netbook, your tablet, whatever. And look at the list of our wonderful affiliate stations so you'll never be too far away from our signal. And also, of course, we want to remind you to be safe out there, friends, because it is hunting season and you may not be the only one out there in the field with a firearm. So watch out for yourself and watch out for the other guy. So you can join us again next week, same time, same station, for more Texas Outdoor News.